And finally, this evening, Pope Benedict met with a delegation from the Pontifical College for Latin America today, which this year marks its 500th anniversary of its founding. Emma McCarthy reports.
Led by Archbishop Carlos José Náñez of Córdoba, Argentina, the delegation of 150 priests and seminarians was welcomed by the Holy Father to the Clementine Hall. There, the Pope noted that many of the students at the college are drawn from diverse nations and cultural realities which make up the great continent of South America. But, he added, all of us are united by baptism. He told the men that their time in Rome at the Pontifical College is a golden opportunity for them to deepen their bond to the Holy See and apostolic succession. He also said that their study in the city where Peter and Paul courageously proclaimed the gospel should serve to further their missionary impulse to bring the good news to the peoples of their land. The love for and adhesion to the Apostolic See is one of the most relevant characteristics of the people of Latin America and the Caribbean, said Pope Benedict, recalling his personal experience of the Church in Latin America during his 2007 trip to Brazil. The Pope travelled there in May of that year to the Shrine of Our Lady of Aparecida, from where he launched the Great Continental Mission, called for by the 5th General Conference of the Bishops of Latin America and the Caribbean. While more than 450 million of the region's 551 million people are considered Catholic, the practice of the Christian faith is experiencing a crisis. Returning to a theme that he highlighted in his discourse to the region's bishops, Pope Benedict told the young students Thursday that they must root everything in Christ. He urged them to preach fervently so that people may come to know and intimately understand Christ. He urged a more frequent participation in the Sunday celebrations of every community, and he urged the priests to become transparent witnesses of Christ, because, concluded Pope Benedict, only by converting to him can we become effective instruments for a new evangelization. I'm Emma McCarthy.